welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
Some listeners probably have a headache. Chronic headaches are common, and it can have several etiologies. Chronic daily headaches of long duration, meaning more than 4 hours, include migraines and chronic attention-type headaches and daily persistent headaches. There's another type that doesn't get quite as much attention called medication overuse headaches. It's often a secondary headache disorder, often from overuse of headache medications. It's the term that's applied to headache occurring on 15 or more days per month, developing as a consequence of regular overuse of acute headache medication for more than 3 months. And typically, it stops after the overuse is stopped. It's also, you may know it as analgesic rebound headache, drug-induced headache, and medication misuse headache. So in humans, chronic exposure to triptans and other analgesics can lead to downregulation of serotonin receptors and changes in central inhibitory pathways that translate into an impairment of activity and a permanent feeling of head pain. You found an article that you've converted to a poem. It was published in JAMA Neurology in 2020. It starts on page 1069. It attempts to answer the question, what are the effective approaches to managing patients with medication overuse headaches? Mark?
Yeah, this was a randomized controlled trial, a Danish study, and they wanted to see what is the value of withdrawal of medications versus providing some kind of pharmacologic prophylaxis as well. And so they compared three strategies: withdrawal plus pharmacologic prophylaxis without withdrawal, but hoping that the patient would reduce their use, and then withdrawal, but with pharmacologic preventive therapy delayed for 2 months. So the pharmacologic therapy was left to the treating physician, and they included things like metoprolol, lisinopril, candesartan, topiramate, amitriptyline, mirtazapine, Botox. All the patients also had access to rescue antiemetic meds during the withdrawal period. 40 patients with medication overuse headaches were randomized to each strategy. And after 6 months, between 10 and 23% had dropped out of each arm. The presentation of the data is described by Dr. Berry, who also wrote this poem, as confusing, and I agree, having looked at it. The authors, as far as we can see, the authors report that medication overuse headaches were cured in 97% who completed withdrawal plus pharmacologic prophylaxis, 74% who had the pharmacologic therapy alone, and 89% of those completing the withdrawal with delayed pharmacotherapy. They also didn't see any significant difference in the number of headache days. Subsequent use of short-term analgesics and headache severity weren't changed. Each strategy really appeared to be quite effective. This was an open label kind of study. The medication management varied from patient to patient. There was some dropout. So the authors do say they're going to continue to follow these patients for another year and then 4 years to see if the effect persists. But bottom line, achieving cure for medication overuse headache after 6 months was very likely regardless of the strategy. And the authors argue that the combination of, you know, withdrawal plus pharmacologic prophylaxis was most effective. But, you know, I think this is also a good opportunity for shared decision-making. I'll just say one thing. I think probably these were more effective than we might see in routine practice, simply because these patients were probably pretty motivated to get into the study. And so they might have had extra motivation to stop having those headaches.
Right. And the dropout rate wasn't enormous, but it was not insignificant. You said 10 to 22%. So those people may have been the ones that would have had the most problems.
Yeah, that's about 4 to 9 people out of each 40-person group. So 4, I'm not worried about. 9 starts to get into the area where you start to wonder, why are they dropping out? Are they not tolerating it? Are they having medication side effects? Mm-hmm. they want to try something else? Were they in the withdrawal group and then they really wanted to get withdrawal only and wanted to get the pharmacotherapy? So, you know, some concerns, small study, but it's, I think, encouraging that these approaches were helpful.
I mean, again, just my own anecdotal clinical experiences, it's often hard to get these patients to enter any of those three arms. They're very resistant and very dependent and well defended in terms of what they need.
Yeah. Same experience. When I was in residency, we used to make extra money by admitting patients to the Michigan Headache and Neurologic Institute, which was in Chelsea, Michigan. And patients came from all over the world to Little Chelsea Hospital. And Dr. Joel Saper ran it. And so we would do the admissions physicals and probably get $20 or something like that. What I learned from that was just how devastating these chronic headaches, and often they were medication-associated headaches, can be to these people's quality of life and function, and really had a lot of sympathy for that.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
All righty. Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.